Thank you, Sarah. I'm not going to ask you a question today.
Awesome.
Okay, great. Let us prepare for our worship. Please rise. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, full of compassion and mercy, abounding in steadfast love.
Amen.
Trusting God's promise of forgiveness, let us confess our sin against God and one another. Eternal God, our Creator,
in you we live and move and have our being. Look upon us, your children, the work of your hands.
Forgive us all our offenses and cleanse us from proud thoughts and empty desires. By your grace, draw us near to you, our refuge and our strength,
through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Since we are justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit given to us. In the mercy of Almighty God, Christ died for us while we were still sinners. And for his sake, God forgives you all your sins. Amen.
Thank you.
of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
In peace, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord. Holy House, and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord. Direct our lives by your grace, and your words of justice and mercy reshape the world. Mold us into a people who welcome your word and serve one another through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen.
I invite all children forward for the children's message. Can you sit with me?
Yeah.
Hi. Good morning. Well, welcome. My name is Vicar Joanna. What's your name?
Shake your hand.
Will you shake my hand?
Tell her what your name is. Hi, Emma.
Hi, Emma. Oh, here comes up more people. Hello. Everyone is welcome. Including moms and grandmothers. And did you notice today we are talking about welcome? We sang about it just a minute ago. Do you know what welcome means? When I say, hi, my name is Vicar Joanna, and who wants to shake my hand? Somebody, shake my hand. Oh, thank you, Ella. Does that mean that I am welcoming you? Yes. And what are some other examples? I was trying to think of all the ways we show people that we welcome others. Can you think of other ways that we say hello to people? Well, I was just talking to Kariah, who didn't come up for the children's sermon, and where we said a fist bump, friend, hello. That's one way that we can welcome each other. And we can hug, we can shake hands, high five, say, hey, what's up? I've got a talkative bunch with me this morning. Anyway, there are lots of ways we can say hi, and I want to be your friend, and I welcome you as another child of God. Raise your hand if you're a child of God. Yes, we are children of God. And we are called to welcome each other. Does God love everyone? Yes, and God welcomes us all. Thank you for coming to the children's sermon. I have a couple of things that I want to get your listening ears turned on for, okay? Do you do that in school? Does your teacher say, turn on your listening ears? Maybe? Okay, well, I say it. Turn on your listening ears. And I want you to listen for two things. First of all, the word water in the gospel. Okay? I'm going to read a story up there in this fancy pulpit. It's called a pulpit. And I'm going to read a story from the Bible. And I want you to listen for the word water. And then I'm going to preach a sermon, and I'm going to say the word Tanzania. That's a funny word, isn't it? I want you to listen for that word in my sermon, okay? All right? Sometimes that helps me pay attention if I've got some key words to listen for, and that goes for you all out there as well. Before we go, we like to pray, and I am so happy. Once again, I'm so happy to welcome you all as people who I didn't know an hour ago to the children's sermon. Thank you for coming. Let's pray. Dear God, oh, one other thing. Will you repeat after me? I like to do this repeat after me prayer. Ready? So I'm going to say dear God, and then you're going to say dear God. Ready? Dear God, thank you for today. Thank you for our friends who welcome us. In your name we pray. Amen. Now, I'm going to say, go in peace, serve the Lord. And you're going to say, thanks be to God. Ready? You want to practice one time? Go in peace, serve the Lord. Thanks be to God. All right. Go in peace, serve the Lord. Thanks be to God.
First lesson is a reading from Jeremiah. Then the prophet Jeremiah spoke to the prophet Hananiah in the presence of the priest and of all the people who were standing in the house of the Lord. And the prophet Jeremiah said, Amen. May the Lord do so. May the Lord fulfill the words that you have prophesied and bring back to this place from Babylon the vessels of the house of the Lord and all the exiles. But listen now to this word that I speak in your hearing and in the hearing of all the people, the prophets who preceded you and me from ancient times prophesied war, famine, and pestilence against many countries and great kingdoms. As for the prophet who prophesies peace, when the word of the prophet comes true, then it will be known that the Lord has truly sent the prophet. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Second lesson is a reading from Romans. Do not let sin exercise dominion in your mortal bodies to make you obey their passions. No longer present your members to sin as instruments of wickedness, but present yourselves to God as those who have been brought from death to life, and present your members to God as instruments of righteousness. For sin will have no dominion over you, since you are not under law but under grace. What then? Should we sin because we are not under law but under grace? By no means. Do you not know that if you present yourselves to anyone as obedient slaves, you are slaves of the one whom you obey, either of sin, which leads to death, or of obedience, which leads to righteousness? But thanks be to God that you, having once been slaves of sin, have become obedient from the heart to the form of teaching to which you were entrusted, and that you, having been set free from sin, have become slaves of righteousness. I'm speaking in human terms because of your natural limitations. For just as you once presented your members as slaves to impurity and to greater and greater iniquity, so now present your members as slaves to righteousness for sanctification. When you were slaves of sin, you were free in regard to righteousness. So what advantage did you then get from the things of which you are now ashamed? The end of those things is death. But now that you have been freed from sin and enslaved to God, the advantage you get is sanctification. The end is eternal life. For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. The word of the Lord.
Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 10th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said to the 12, "Whoever welcomes you welcomes me, and whoever welcomes me welcomes the one who sent me. Whoever welcomes a prophet in the name of a prophet will receive a prophet's reward. And whoever welcomes a righteous person in the name of a righteous person will receive the reward of the righteous. And whoever gives even a cup of cold water to one of these little ones in the name of a disciple, truly I tell you, none of these will lose their reward." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Picture this, a dining room set up for 14 guests. I warned you. The table is set in a private room complete with fancy tablecloths, freshly cut purple hydrangeas, and water goblets filled to the top with ice cold water. On Thursday evening, I went to Laurel Crest in the dining hall with 14 of our Redeemer folks. As part of our ongoing small group dining opportunities, and this table I described is where we sat and ate. We were hosted by our lovely Marcia Ballantyne, who took care of all the details of our dinner. And as you might know, she lives in the Laurel Crest community. We had a great time. I recommend the food and the people highly. When our gathered group was concluding our time together, they joked with me that our dinner together would probably turn into a story mentioned in my next sermon. Well, they didn't know yet, but it does obviously tie in with today's gospel. A cup of cold water. It's an easy connection for us. And as I was thinking about the gospel, and as I sat at that table, I knew that I would mention our dinner together. A cup of cold water is an easy connection for us because between the offering of a cup of cold water and being a hospitable host, whenever we walk into a business, go to a party, walk into someone's home, when we're at the doctor's office, even when we're getting the car repaired, we hear the question, "Can I get you something to drink?" It's a simple nicety, and it's very common in our daily lives. I wonder how common a cup of cold water was to Jesus' first listeners of the gospel we hear today. When Jesus says, "Whoever gives even a cup of cold water to one of these little ones," he's talking to the disciples about being welcomed and being welcoming. There are two sides to a welcome. We can all think of many stories and times each of us have been at either end of a welcome. As this instruction from Jesus points out, we need to be welcoming. And as disciples, we are also sent as the ones to be welcomed. Many of us have had the opportunity and the gift of being a part of a mission trip. I'd like to tell you about a trip I got to go on 10 years ago. It was with my church group in Virginia, and we went on a 2-week visit to meet our brothers and sisters in our companion synod in Tanzania, Africa. While there, we worshiped we were welcomed into many different families, including worship, including faith communities, educational institutions, and one invitation was to a particular family's home. Their home was far away, farther out into the middle of nowhere than I had ever been. There was no plumbing, electricity, no road to get you there or to the local convenience store. There weren't any convenience stores. We had driven for an hour from where we were staying, up a rocky road that looked more like a hiking trail into the mountains of Tanzania. At the top of the mountain, it opened up into a small clearing with 5 to 6 simple homes in a semicircle. We got out of the van and were immediately greeted with flower necklaces and the whole family singing joyfully. It was a large family of many generations, and they gave us a tour and invited us to sit down in a circle outside. And then they offered us bottles of soda. As each American in our group sat and drank a cold soda in the middle of Tanzania, we heard and felt a deep sense of welcome. We were blessed. We were blessed in being received by those hospitable strangers. If you've talked to someone who's been on a mission trip, many among us here, or if you've been on one yourself, you may have heard or experienced how many people feel that they've received a greater gift than they've given while on those mission trips. It's because the blessing lies in the interaction, The blessing lies in the relationship, in the quickly formed friendships. Whoever welcomes me, whoever welcomes you, welcomes me, Jesus says. At the beginning of this chapter in the gospel, Jesus had summoned his disciples to teach them. He was teaching them before sending them out into this world. Today's gospel is the conclusion of these instructions. Throughout the last few weeks, we've heard where they are going, what they should bring with them on their journey. We've heard about the divisions that will certainly come, and how to deal with acceptance and rejection along the way as followers of Jesus. It's all been a variety of warnings and promises. Today's conclusion offers an encouraging word. Whoever welcomes you, welcomes me. The good news is in the welcome. When we are welcomed by others, Jesus is sending the disciples and us out with the assurance that we are welcomed into the presence of God. We are welcomed into the holy relationship between God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. The good news points us to the fact that God is on a mission and that God is with us and he wants to be in relationship. We join God's mission when we proclaim in word and action that the kingdom of heaven is coming. We are on this mission as disciples, as followers of Jesus, in the simple act of being received by the world. We can be the ones who are welcomed and received everywhere we go, not only on trips across the globe. We are continually sent to be received by others in our neighborhoods and across the towns, across the places that we live and work. And yes, our shared mission is risky. It may mean rejection. It does mean stepping out of what we know as normal, as comfortable, but it will change us. Because let me say it again, the truth is that we are sent and called to be received. And as we are sent, we are called into the very presence of Jesus through even the smallest interaction with our neighbors. When we are open, when we let the Holy Spirit move us out of our comfort zones into small but meaningful interactions with others, we may just be surprised by where and when we are offered the unexpected, the inexplicable cup of cold, refreshing water. Amen.
Thank you.
Gathered as God's people, we confess our faith. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. With the whole people of God in Christ Jesus, let us pray for the church, those in need, and all of God's creation. Almighty God, the Father of true freedom, we thank you now for the freedom you give us in our lives. Help us, O God, to use our freedom to serve you with all we have and with all we are. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Dear Jesus, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world, we thank you now for the freedom you give us from our sins. Help us now, O Savior, to use our freedom to proclaim liberty and love to all those around us, serving them as you served us. Lord, in your mercy. O Holy Spirit, giver of help and renewer of hope, we thank you now for the freedom you give us from our guilt and shame. Help us, O Spirit of God, to use our freedom to become beacons of hope and help to others in need of you. Lord, in your mercy. God of liberty, we thank you this day for the political freedoms that we have in this nation. We pray for all our elected and government officials that they might sincerely seek your will for us and for our nation in their service to our country. Give them wisdom and a vision of the world as you would have it be, and lead us in our support of all that leads us closer to you. Lord, in your mercy. And finally, O Lord, bless all those who are not free from illness, trouble, distress, difficulty, or sorrow. Bless all in need, O God, and especially those whom we remember before you. Lord, in your mercy. Into your hands, gracious God, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always.
And also with you.
Let us share God's peace.
pray. Merciful God, you open wide your hand and satisfy the need of every living thing. You have set this feast before us. Open our hands to receive it. Open our hearts to embrace it. Open our lives to live it. We pray this through Christ our Lord. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ, who on this day overcame death and the grave, and by his glorious resurrection opened to us the way of everlasting life. And so with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." And again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever.
Thank you. body of Christ.
The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace.
the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you. Thank you.